While coalition forces celebrate an averted massacre in Libya, further southwest in Ivory Coast, it's a different story.
There is some confusion, some fairly angry debates here about how many people died. We've heard from aid organizations that up to 1,000 people, many of them civilians, may have been killed.
That's Andrew Harding reporting for our partner, the BBC. In Ivory Coast, there's no question of a no-fly zone. It wouldn't help. Here, the UN Secretary General is going straight to regime change.
I renew my call on Mr. Gbagbo to step down to avoid further violence and transfer power immediately to the legitimate winner of the election, President Ouattara.
1,300 people killed since the election in November, maybe. That's what's happened while we were watching Egypt and Libya. It's a takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, April 4th.
A complicated situation, civil war in Ivory Coast. That's our focus in the beginning of this hour this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Staying with Ivory Coast, the final battle of some sort between the two men who claim the presidency is expected soon. Incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo is effectively cornered this morning in the country's largest city of Abidjan. Troops loyal to his rival, Alassane Ouattara, have the city surrounded and say they are planning to launch an offensive today. The streets of Abidjan reportedly deserted, and the United Nations employees have been ordered to take refuge inside the basement of their main building. More on this story in a few minutes. Civil war unabated in Libya. The sound of rebel fighters coming under fire from pro-Qaddafi troops as they pushed into the oil port of Brega this morning. Our partner, The New York Times, reports at least two of Qaddafi's sons are now offering a plan where they would remove their father from power and oversee some transition to a constitutional democracy. No response yet from the opposition.
Protests have erupted for a fourth straight day in Afghanistan against a Florida pastor's burning of the Quran. No one was reportedly killed in demonstrations this morning, but more than 20 people have been killed so far. U.S. Commander in Afghanistan General David Petraeus condemned the burning of the Quran.
That action was hateful, it was intolerant, and it was extremely disrespectful.
But it was 2 weeks ago, though.
It was 2 weeks ago.
We should remind people that we're just learning it.
Yeah. It's a different kind of protest, though, in Yemen. That is the sound of female protesters in a southern Yemeni city shortly before they were attacked by government forces. There are reports now that six protesters were killed in the clash this morning.
Japan's government has asked the operator of the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex to consider wrapping a giant metal sheet around the facility to contain further radioactive leaks. This morning, workers at the plant announced they will release almost 12,000 tons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. Not a surprise, but it's now official. In the past 20 minutes, President Obama has announced he's running for re-election next year. He put out the statement in a web video. The focus in Washington this week, though, is the budget battle. Yesterday, House Republicans say they will release a plan to cut $4 trillion from the government over the next decade, including a restructuring of Medicare and Medicaid.
And Southwest Airlines expects to cancel another 100 flights today. Cracks were found in three more 737s over the weekend.
That's upsetting.
An amazing upset in women's college basketball last night. Notre Dame knocked off two-time defending champ UConn. They're going to play Texas A&M in the final.
Different
that blows
upset
your brackets,
than,
doesn't it?
Broken struts in a 737.
Yeah, we're not going to compare those two because that would be horrible. UConn men do better tonight in their championship game against Butler, so UConn not out of it completely. We're going to talk about that later with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Asian and European markets are up right now. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,376, the S&P at 1,332, and the NASDAQ at 2,789.
Coming up this morning, Google's Larry Page, and he takes over his company once again. Co-founder Larry Page takes over. He becomes the new CEO today. Maybe he was a little bit jealous of all the attention Zuckerberg is getting over there at Facebook. First, we head to Western Africa, where the humanitarian situation has worsened in Ivory Coast. Stay with us.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.